I became a barrister who chose to practice in the criminal courts because I wanted to be part of a system of justice that is the envy of the world. Most people understand that for that system to function, the prosecution and the defence have to be given sufficient resources to do a difficult job as well as they can. When the system works as it should, the guilty are punished and the innocent walk free. But for the last 6 years, the UK government has slashed the legal aid fund, and it is about to do so again. In real terms, for barristers who do criminal legal aid work, that amounts to a 41% cut. Every time it happens, the criminal justice system is weakened. And when the system is weakened, the eventual result is that the guilty go unpunished and the innocent are wrongly convicted. Legal aid provision, like the NHS, is part of the welfare state. Years ago, people who knew the value of justice in our society designed a system which, like the NHS, meant that if you needed it, the state would provide not some second-rate service for the poor, but the best available help at a reasonable cost to the taxpayer. We have told the UK government how, based on our experience of the justice system, they can save money without raiding the legal aid fund. Raiding the legal aid fund is a lazy way of saving money. It is driving the best from our profession. It will, in time, reduce the quality of our judges. And in the end, it will have dire consequences for the most vulnerable, including victims of crime and witnesses. It is socially divisive. It has a disproportionate impact on those who want to work in the profession and who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. It discourages diversity, and it is not a policy that has been thought through. It is unnecessary. The Ministry of Justice consistently misinforms the public about spending and purported earnings. We spend less than many other comparable countries, and we get better value for money. Contrary to the impression given, the annual legal aid spend has actually fallen in the last few years. Critical damage is being done in your name to your justice system. There is time for the UK government to pull back from the brink. If it does not, it can never now be said that barristers did not warn everyone about what was happening to justice in our society as a direct result of this lazy, ill-judged and socially regressive UK government policy.